books and arts. New theatre. Travelling light. The screen at the end of the world. Anthony Sher plays the part of a lifetime.
Jacob Bindel, the timber merchant in Nicholas Wright's Travelling Light at the Littleton Theatre, is the second of three Jewish roles that Sir Anthony Sher has signed up for in less than a year, after decades of parts from other worlds than that of his forefathers. First, he was Philip Gelberg in last autumn's production of Arthur Miller's Broken Glass at London's Tricycle Theatre, a repressed businessman in 1938 New York who tries to ignore the violent pogroms taking place in Germany. And later this summer, he will reanimate Sigmund Freud in Terry Jonson's Hysteria in Bath. Of the three roles, Jacob Bindel may well prove the most memorable. It could make the South African-born actor as unforgettable to London audiences as Chaim Topol was as Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof half a century ago. Mr. Wright has set his new play in a remote village in Eastern Europe at the dawn of the 20th century. Mutl Mendel, a fluid and captivating Damien Maloney, has returned after a long absence to his uncle's photography studio, where he's entranced by the flickering shadows of a motion picture. Jacob enters, intent on having a photograph taken of his wife and their only son before the boy is called upon to don the uniform of the Tsar. At least, that is his plan, until he decides to have the family farewell filmed as a motion picture and succumbs to the allure of the movies. Orphaned and illiterate, the ebullient self-made businessman explains why. "Me, I don't know words. Words for me are like stone wall around God's world. So I am stranger to God's world. Then I see your motion picture and the door to paradise open for me. I see big light, big sun, big sky, because no words. No words, but all of feelings. Love, happiness, sadness, tears. I see them clear." Inspired by Anna, Motel's clever and captivating assistant, played by Lauren O'Neill, the young director begins making films with Jacob as the world's first movie producer. Mr. Wright's paean to the earliest days of filmmaking, a homage to the birth of Hollywood with its Sam Goldwyns and its Louis B. Mayers, is funny and generous. The warmth of the shtetl feeds the creativity of these nascent cinephiles. Together, the two men go back to the flood, discovering the power of stories, dramatic montage, captivated audiences, and the thrill of the casting couch. Earthy, wheedling, and endlessly instinctive, Sir Anthony's Jacob is at the heart of it all, whether he is trying to meddle in the directing or keep his wife and daughter out of the film and cast Anna instead as the leading lady. "When I look at that girl, I like 18 again. I like tree in springtime with hot sap like kettle rise into every branch. You hear my meaning?" Or even when he tries surreptitiously to rent out his cow to the studio. In fact, Sir Anthony is so powerfully Jacob Bindel that it becomes a problem. The second act takes place in Hollywood 30 years later. Jacob barely appears. The audience feels bereft.